Cambridge Sports Hall of Fame finds new home. After being asked by Cambridge Centre Mall management to move away from the closed rink, the Cambridge Sports Hall of Fame has found a new home, but it won't be going far inside the mall. Region considers move to automated curbside garbage collection. Getting waste to the curb could get a lot easier in the next few years if Waterloo Region moves away from manual curbside garbage pickup to an automated cart collection system. The recommendation, along with a recommended 4-day collection schedule, will be discussed this week as the region prepares to tender bids for a new waste contract beginning in 2026. Tri-City Food Ninjas put supporting local into action with Stop in Cambridge. A group of local food lovers has banded together through Facebook to support local restaurants around Waterloo Region, and their first stop in Cambridge is Q Barbecue Public House, on the corner of Dundas and Beverly Streets, the top pick among group members in a 3-way vote. Waterloo Region remains liable for dangers posed by encampments. A judge's recent decision to uphold the rights of unsheltered residents camping on regionally owned land has raised additional concerns for at least one regional councillor who wants the camps gone and individuals living there encouraged to find shelter beds. Regional councillor Doug Craig says safety and liability are among the main reasons why the region sent eviction notices to the camps last summer. He fears any harm that comes to people living in encampments or people and property surrounding them could leave the region and the city vulnerable in a lawsuit. City will ask region to divert trucks from Concession Street. Cambridge councillor Adam Cooper won the support of council in asking the region to consider expanding the scope of its study to implement a heavy truck ban in downtown Galt by including Concession Street. The region is expected to table a report on its truck diversion study this spring, along with a plan to install noise walls along a major portion of McQueen Shaver Boulevard. Cambridge duo The Reclaws land Juno nomination for Group of the Year. Cambridge natives Jenna and Stuart Walker have added 3 more Juno Award nominations to a long list of accolades for The Reclaws. The sibling duo are up for Group of the Year, Country Album of the Year for their 2022 release Good, OL Days, and TikTok Juno Fan Choice at this year's Junos. Annual shoplifting losses top $250,000 for Cambridge grocer. All across Canada, stores are dealing with an unprecedented rise in theft, and it's affecting business and putting staff at risk. Some retailers in high-crime areas are able to afford security out of necessity, but others are left up to their own devices. A Cambridge grocer spoke to Cambridge Today about the problem and what they're doing about it.